Radio Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Time now for The Artery. It's our new and occasional series on the local art scene where we check in with some of the city's top artists, directors, curators, and critics about an arts event that excites them. And here to kick us off is Peter Dubois, Artistic Director at the Huntington Theater here in Boston. Hi there, Peter.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, to get us in the mood, we're listening to music from Ryan Landry. He's the mastermind behind the theater company Gold Dust Orphans. Landry is a director, writer, producer of seriously campy productions like Peter Pansy and Joan of Arkansas. This is music from his latest show, Mildred Fierce, which you can now see at the Boston Nightclub Machine. So, Peter, before we get into the particulars of this production, tell us what we need to know about Ryan Landry, who he is, what he's doing, and why you love his work.
Well, Ryan does these satirical mashups of classics. You know, you listed some of the titles. Joan of Arkansas, I hadn't heard about. That's very funny. And he goes into these classic texts and blows them up from a surrealist's perspective. So it's a combination of camp, but I also think a really intelligent sense of surrealism. Ryan doesn't believe in time. And so if Mary Todd Lincoln's having a bad day, she might put on a Walkman, you know.
And then
and what is Mary Todd Lincoln doing in a Tennessee Williams play anyway, you know? So I looked at his script for Mildred Fierce last night, and within the first couple of pages, there's references to Gypsy, to Brigadoon, and the Keystone Cops. So there's songs that people break into that come in from all over the place and then inform the spine of the story he's telling.
I see. So tell us about Mildred Fierce. First of all, remind us about the original Mildred Pierce. What was that?
Of course. So Mildred Pierce was a noir classic from 1945 based on a novel. It starred Joan Crawford and Eve Arden. It was nominated for 5 Oscar awards, and it's a great story for Ryan. It's about a woman who gets a divorce and she has 2 daughters. And one of her daughters she spoils, and that one's an aspiring socialite and wants to be a pianist. And the younger daughter is the tomboy who she neglects. And she is down on her luck because she's gone through this divorce, and she becomes a waitress.
I took the only job I could get so you and your sister could eat and have a place to sleep and some clothes on your backs.
Aren't the pies bad enough? Did you have to degrade us?
Peter, don't talk like that.
I'm really not surprised. You've never spoken of your people, who you came from, so perhaps it's natural. Maybe that's why, Father...
So in this production, Mildred Fierce, tell us what Ryan Landry does. I mean, what does he get right about this? What works?
Well, he follows the basic plot of Mildred Pierce, but he just has an incredible amount of fun along the way. Varla Jean Merman, who is one of the great drag performers in the world, plays Mildred. And Varla, Jeffrey, is a classically trained opera singer. Mm. So
you're talking about Jeffrey Roberson,
exactly.
Right? So wait, before you go on, I want to just play a clip, because since you've mentioned this, Jeffrey, Megna and I actually spoke to Jeffrey Roberson a couple of years ago about his character, Varla Jean Merman. So let's just listen for a second.
I do a character named Varla Jean Merman who's supposed to be the illegitimate daughter of Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine. We're married 38 days. That's even short by Kim Kardashian standards. I know, 38 days. They're actually really married. But it started when I was in college at LSU. And I would make these videos with a friend of mine. And this is before, you know, anything was digital. This is, you know, we had 2 VCRs. And we'd do these videos to play in bars. And it would be me in drag and being chased by a plastic rat for like a half hour. It's just, you know, bizarre things. And that's sort of how I even started doing drag. I mean, I never expected, you know, that I'd be here in Boston on public radio 20 years later.
We've come so far, as Magna was saying. So that was Jeffrey Roberson talking to us a couple of years back about his character, Varla Jean Merman. So Peter, tell us more about Varla Jean. She sounds like a great character.
Oh, fantastic. And I love that story that he mashed these 2 personalities together that were married for, you know, all of a heartbeat. as I was saying, he's a classically trained opera singer, so Ryan uses that to really great effect, where Mildred can sort of sing her woes and sing her blues. Varla Jean's really great at tapping classical film idioms, so he's perfect for for Mildred, because it's that Joan Crawford 1940s noir that Varla's really able to tap into. Jeffrey is also built. He's a big dude. And so when he gets into the Mildred persona, you know, he just brings so much character to the stage just by virtue of his size.
Well, it's very hard to do movie actresses because, believe it or not, movie actresses are very subtle. And subtle is something I've never been in my entire career. So you make fun of, Joan Crawford had a very, very interesting way of speaking, saying lost and glosses and my past. So I just try to make fun of her speech. But other than that, you know, you have to do your own performance because she gives a very subtle performance in the movie, which down here at the basement of the Ramrod, you can't do anything subtle.
So this show is being performed at the nightclub Machine in Boston. Tell us a little about the location.
Yes, Machine, otherwise known as the Ramrod Center for the Performing Arts. The part of Machine that Ryan performs in is called the Ramrod, which is a little more of like the leather and denim scene in the gay community.
The Ramrod Award for Distinguished Achievement is perhaps unknown to you. In fact, it may mean very little, but in the tiny world of Boston's underground theater, it is the Pulitzer Prize. You may look around you now and see a filthy nightclub, but to some, it is an artistic oasis, a tiny puddle in a desert of an otherwise mediocre, shall we say, incestuous theatrical community?
For me, it's become a bit of a ritual in Boston. I have a friend, the playwright Lydia Diamond, that I go to see most of the shows with, and he's just got this incredible skill at surprising me with bits of comedy, physical comedy. You never know when a puppet might pop out or a bunch of characters might emerge that you've seen in human size and they become finger puppets and they're riding a toy train across the nightclub. It's an incredible mishmash of different styles, and it's something I really haven't seen before.
Mm. It sounds great. So who are you seeing at Mildred Fierce? Who's going to see that?
It looks like the city of Boston when you walk in. You see he's built a very loyal fan base, of course, in the gay and lesbian community, but he's also building I'm seeing a lot of Huntington subscribers in the audience. I'm seeing an older fan base. I'm seeing people's whose tastes, you know, if you just looked at them on the street, you might think they'd have more conservative tastes, but they're there for the adventure, and you can never underestimate an audience.
Peter, I got to ask you this question. You're the artistic director at the Huntington Theater here in Boston. It's an important position in the theater in which you take on serious drama, serious repertory, and yet you're recommending Mildred Fierce. How so?
Well,
what does this tell us about Peter Dubois?
The long or the short answer. My first theatrical experiences were in a seminary in Suffield, Connecticut, where my mother was a librarian. And the priests used to cross-dress every year and perform a musical. So it might be Fiddler on the Roof one year, or Oliver, or Annie. Annie was a particular favorite of mine. So that's always been in the back of my mind, or in the essential DNA of who I am as a theater artist. And I, in my own work as a director, I focus a lot on comedy. So I'm especially attuned to when I'm, you know, around a comedic genius, which I think Ryan truly is. And we're working with Ryan on an adaptation of Fritz Lang's M at the Huntington. That's actually coming up for us. And he's going into the Fritz Lang classic about the serial killer and building a comedy based on that. And at the Huntington, you know, we try to really approach everything from a very diverse perspective. So, yes, we will bring you the best production of a Chekhov play you've ever seen. And it may even be done in a very traditional kind of fashion. But we're always looking out for that new artist, that emerging voice that we can also bring to our audience and say, look at this great discovery we've made. And because we're the Huntington, we're going to surround this artist with Ryan is, you know, we're taking him out of the nightclub and putting him onto our stage. And I love that ability that we have to surround artists we believe in with some resources and some time.
All right. Well, Peter Dubois, thanks so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It's a real joy.
Peter Dubois is the artistic director of the Huntington Theater Company. He was talking about Ryan Landry's production of Mildred Fierce, which runs through this Sunday at the Boston Nightclub Machine. You can read a review from our own Ed Siegel and learn more at artery.wbur.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.